Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It seems so good.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jane Pollock is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Soulpreneur. She is an entrepreneur's friend. She helps especially ladies, right, Jane? Put their best foot forward
I do.
In the marketplace.
And I actually have a new, you know what I wanted to say is that I have, my phone has been ringing like crazy, and I actually have a male client now, which is,
wow. Well,
I don't always take them. So
that keeps you legal. That keeps you legal. You know, he's your token. Now you're legal, right?
Right.
Give us the website, Jane.
Oh, it's janepollack.com, JanePollak, no C in my last name,
right.
.com.
So check that out, folks. Okay, Jane, you just got back from touring half of the planet in 90 days by water and you know, planes, trains, automobiles, and boats, and which many of us are saying, wow, I'm so jealous. I'd love to have done that. But now you came back, and something else happened to you.
Well, you know, when we crossed the equator, the administrator on board said, did you feel the bump? And what I realized is that exactly 3 years to the date earlier, March 17th, 2011, I was sitting in a courtroom getting divorced after 38 mm-hmm. years of marriage. Mm-hmm. And I thought, there's a story to be told here. And I looked for a writing class, which I found at Kripalu, which is one of my favorite places to go. It's a yoga retreat center up in Lenox, Mass., and took a wonderful class with Ann Randolph. And have been writing like a bandit ever since, and actually publishing them on my blog, very personal stories. You know, I always feel like I have to become an expert at something, and you said you write what you know. You were
That's
talking
right.
about
That's
that.
That's right. That's what Dan Porter's going to talk about in the next segment, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, I think I have to take poetry and learn structure, but I actually know my life more than anybody
right.
else does. So
right.
I've been writing a memoir, and that's going to be the next phase of my career. Even though I'm still coaching and doing what I do,
but you're doing. But what did you do in July? Tell us what you did in July.
What did I do in July?
Didn't you take off some time? When was this? Aren't you taking off some time? Then you.
I took 3 months off. You know, the earlier in the year, and what
right.
I did was I just said I'm only going to be publishing my writing in July. So that was.
But how did all that make you happy?
Well, you know, it was more that I couldn't do the other. I can't go online after seeing the world and how so many people live. I can't say, here are 7 ways to increase your business. Here are 3 social media. I can't do that. I just can't. So I'm going to network differently. Mm-hmm. And what I find is that really by following my passion, by being around writers, by being around the people I want,
mm-hmm.
business is coming to me counterintuitively. And I was joking that I can't go and tell people, you know, I mean, that there's a book, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow, but in fact, that's what's happening to me. And
well,
strategy is just really pursuing what I love. And simply by being who I am, as people meet me, it's rubbing off. There's an expression, polish here, shine there. And that's what's happening in my life right
I'm
now.
I'm glad to hear you say what you did about, I'm not going to do 6 ways to do this and 3 ways to do this, that anymore. There are places for all of that, but here's the problem. And this is the thing I've told my audience before, and it's the thing that I've been dealing with for a long time. Editors of print publications and online publications think, because they don't know anything about business, they think that all their audience wants to hear about is 5 ways to do this and 6 ways to do that. The word actionable, action, it's got to be actionable. And if you don't give them that kind of stuff, they won't publish your content. Because they don't
right.
know, because they don't realize that what people need as well as those 10 things, they need that too, because those are good things. No, those articles aren't bad things, but people also need stories. They also need real people like Jane Pollock to tell them about their experience. They need stories about strategy and about visioning, about foresight. They need those kinds of stories, and those don't conform to six ways to do something. What do you think?
I concur with everything you're saying, and what I believe is that there's a part, what we don't get is, you know, it's very woo-woo speak, but who you are being, you know, who are you as an entrepreneur, which has always been the thing that's most interesting to me. How do you show up every day mm-hmm. for the slings and arrows of rejection and disappointment and everything else? And that's what I want to address, you know, who are right. you being as this person, and so well, that's what I'm, yeah, and actually sole proprietor is really about that.
Absolutely.
How do you do that on a regular basis?
Well, and I'm a nonconformist, and so I've been doing this all my life, and all my career. My first book was nothing but motivational inspiration. My second book, every fifth chapter was designed so that every fifth chapter between the fundamentals was an inspirational story.
Yes. Yeah,
and,
we need
that. So I don't. That's exactly right. So I'm glad you're focusing on that, and small businesses should realize that when they, as they're seeking knowledge, as they're seeking information, take the time to read people's stories. What do you think?
I agree with you. I love reading autobiographies. I remember reading, you know, it wasn't the guy from Staples, you know.
Yep.
It was fascinating, the
yep.
things that people do, because
yep.
we think if we send out a lot of postcards or, you know, we have a million mm-hmm. friends that it's going to do it, but it's the, you know, going to Germany and having
yep.
a soup served with an eyeball in it that's really what
gets you.
Read
more autobiographies and less fiction is what I tell people. Hey, Jane, thanks for being here. JanePollack.com,
great
right?
Great to talk to you, Jim, always.
P-O-L-L-A-K, Jane Pollack, AK, ladies
Jane
and gentlemen.
JanePollack.com. And yes. Jane Blog.
There you go. Check all that out. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.